Alaskans welcomed home Governor Sarah Palin last night in Fairbanks. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, thousands were on hand to celebrate the recently named Republican vice presidential candidate, while others outside the event rallied against her.
The governor pulled up aboard a jet emblazoned with the McCain-Palin logo to a hangar packed with a sign-waving partisan crowd at Fairbanks International Airport. Palin took to the podium with her family, much like she's been doing around the country since being named John McCain's running mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great honor and privilege to introduce you, our wonderful governor and the next vice president of the United States of America, Sarah Palin, and her husband, Todd.
Palin's speech was an Alaskanized version of the one she wowed the Republican National Convention with 2 weeks ago.
Thank you, Alaska, for your support and for your encouragement. And what we've been doing is taking our campaign on the road, of course, across the nation. And we've been carrying our message of reform to the American people. And we've been talking all about Alaska. And people are impressed. And you know what they're really excited about knowing more about? And that's Alaska's oil and gas. And everywhere we go, they're chanting, drill, baby, drill. And I saw the signs over there.
Many in the crowd last night said they were there to witness history, to see the first Republican woman vice presidential candidate and first Alaskan to make it onto a presidential ticket. They say they're impressed with Palin's superwoman persona and tough politics.
She's just out of this world. We'd miss her if she gets to be the vice president. We'd miss her as our governor, but she would still do for Alaska.
She's just down to earth, and she's a mom, and she seems real.
I like everything about her. I like what she did on in the legislature, getting the gas line approved, and everything that she's done.
The Republican Party made it clear that last night's event was to support Sarah Palin and John McCain, but outside the hangar, a sign-waving crowd of protesters assembled.
To support Obama and let everybody know that not everybody feels that McCain's choice was wise.
You know, she really plays to the apple pie-ness of who she wants people to see that she is. Like right now, we're looking at what you might call per diem fraud. We're looking at Troopergate. You know, we're looking at incidences where she has been terribly less than forthright with the Alaskan people.
I think they're dishonest and they're mean-spirited. They've got all these rogue operatives in there, and we're seeing the same kind of nasty swift boating as we saw before.
Other specific concerns cited by protesters included Palin's opposition to listing of the polar bear as a threatened species and her support for the war in Iraq. Sarah Palin took a break from the campaign trail Thursday to honor a previous commitment to help send off the Fort Wainwright-based Stryker Brigade. Palin was the keynote speaker at a deployment ceremony on post.
It is humbling to get to be here today with you, to honor you on behalf of everyone in this great state of Alaska. And we do applaud our mighty warriors.
Governor Palin's son, Track, is part of the 4,000-member Stryker unit, which is deploying to Iraq. In her speech, Palin acknowledged the risk and loss that comes with service and recognized fallen members of the previous Fort Wainwright Stryker Brigade that served in Iraq during 2005 and 2006.
Not far from here is the 172nd Stryker Brigade Combat Team Memorial Wall. My husband, Todd, and I recently visited that. It was dedicated in 2006. It bears 36 names. These were 36 of our own. Soldiers last seen facing down the enemy in places like Mosul and Rawah, Tel Afar, and Baghdad. They were all brave volunteers. They all stood where you stand now. And like many more before them and after them, they were all lost in the broad conflict that began 7 years ago today.
Palin tied the fight in Iraq to defending our nation from those who carried out the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks, adding that Americans can never go back to the false sense of security we once had. Fort Wainwright's 1st Stryker Brigade will deploy overseas during the next 3 weeks. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.